News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh Chief Mohan Bhagwat on Sunday said those who lynch people in the name of protecting the holy animal cow are going against Hindutva. He also asserted that the DNA of all Indians is the same and urged Muslims not to get trapped in the cycle of fear that Islam is in danger in India. If a Hindu says that no Muslim should live here, then the person is not Hindu. Cow is a holy animal, but the people who are lynching others are going against Hindutva. Law should take its own course against them without any partiality. ANI quoted Bhagwat as saying while addressing an event organized by the Muslim Rashtra Manch on the theme Hindustani First, Hindustan First. Asserting that people can't be differentiated on how they worship, he said, "Don't get trapped in the cycle of fear that Islam is in danger in India." Underlining that development is not possible without unity in the country, the RSS chief stressed that the basis of unity should be nationalism and the glory of ancestors. "The only solution to Hindu-Muslim conflict is dialogue, not discord," he said. "Hindu-Muslim unity is misleading as they are not different, but one. DNA of all Indians is the same, irrespective of religion," Bhagwat said. "We are in a democracy. There can't be a dominance of Hindus or Muslims. There can only be the dominance of Indians." While beginning his speech, Bhagwat said he was attending the event neither for any image makeover nor for vote bank politics. Bhagwat said neither the Sangh is in politics nor does it bother about maintaining an image. It keeps on doing its work to strengthen the nation and for the welfare of all in the society, he said. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis on Sunday said his party and former ally Shiv Sena are not enemies, though there are differences of opinions on certain issues between them, and added there are no ifs and buts in politics. Responding to a query on whether there is a possibility of the two former allies coming together again, Fadnavis said, "Appropriate decision will be taken dependent on the situation." When asked about his recent meeting with Union Home Minister Amit Shah and the possibility of the BJP and Shiv Sena coming together again, Fadnavis said, "There are no ifs and buts in politics. Decisions are taken as per prevailing situations." He was addressing a press conference on the eve of the monsoon session of the Maharashtra legislature. Fadnavis said, "Our friend, that is the Shiv Sena, contested the 2019 assembly elections with us. But after polls, they, that is the Sena, joined hands with the very people, that is NCP and Congress, against whom we contested the polls." Notably, the Sena and the BJP fell out after the elections over the issue of the chief minister's post, which the Uddhav Thackeray-led party had staked claim to. The Sena later joined hands with the NCP and Congress to form the Mahavikas Aghadi government with Thackeray as the chief minister. In the same vein, Fadnavis said, "Central investigating agencies are probing various cases in Maharashtra on the orders of the High Court and there is no political pressure on them." Fadnavis's statement comes against the backdrop of Sena President and Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray meeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi separately during his visit to Delhi last month when he had led a delegation of state ministers. Earlier in the day, Shiv Sena MP Sanjay Raut tried to dismiss rumours about his meeting with BJP leader Ashish Shelar on Saturday. The more such rumours spread, the stronger the MVA alliance will become. "We may have political and ideological differences, but if we come face to face at public functions, we will cordially greet each other. I have had coffee with Shelar openly," the Sena's chief spokesperson had said. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina sent 2,600 kilograms of mangoes to her Indian counterpart Narendra Modi and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on Sunday, Bangladeshi officials said. Mangoes from the Haribhanga variety, which are farmed in the Rangpur region, were transported across the land border via the Benapole checkpoint. Anupam Chakma, Deputy Commissioner of the Benapole Customs House, told Bangladeshi media that the mangoes are a symbol of the two countries' goodwill. The mangoes were accepted by Mohammad Samiul Qadir, the First Secretary at Bangladesh's Deputy High Commission in Kolkata, and would be sent to the Prime Minister in New Delhi and the Chief Minister. On Sunday afternoon, the Bangladeshi truck carrying 260 boxes of mangoes crossed the border after clearing customs and port requirements. At the border, several prominent Bangladeshi officials were present, including Ashraful Alam Litton, the mayor of Benapole municipality. According to reports in Bangladesh media, Hasina plans to send mangoes to the chief ministers of the northeastern states of Assam, Meghalaya, Mizoram and Tripura, which all share Bangladeshi borders. On the occasion of Durga Puja last year, Bangladesh granted its traders special authorization to export approximately 1,500 tons of Hilsa fish to India, a popular dish on both sides of the border. Mango diplomacy is an aspect of subcontinental politics. However, it is more common between India and Pakistan. Former dictators Ziaul Haq and Parvez Musharraf, as well as former Interior Minister Rehman Malik, were among the Pakistani dignitaries who presented the Indian government with mangoes. The Taliban have captured a key district in their former bastion of Kandahar after fierce nighttime fighting with Afghan government forces, officials said on Sunday, sending scores of families fleeing from the area. The insurgents have pressed on with their campaign to capture territory across Afghanistan's rural areas since early May, when the US military began its final pullout of troops from the violence-wracked country. The fall of Panjwai district in the southern province of Kandahar comes just 2 days after US and NATO forces vacated their main Bagram air base near Kabul, from where they led operations for 2 decades against the Taliban and their Al-Qaeda allies. Over the years, the Taliban and Afghan forces have regularly clashed in and around Panjwai, with the insurgents aiming to seize it given its proximity to Kandahar city, the provincial capital. The leader of the Taliban, Hibatullah Akhundzada, hails from Panjwai. The province of Kandahar is the birthplace of the Taliban, who went on to rule Afghanistan with a harsh version of Islamic Sharia law until being overthrown by a US-led invasion in 2001. Panjwai District Governor Hasti Muhammad said Afghan forces and the Taliban clashed during the night, resulting in government forces retreating from the area. The Taliban have captured the district police headquarters and governor's office building, he told AFP. Kandahar Provincial Council head Syed Jan Khakriwal confirmed the fall of Panjwai, but accused government forces of intentionally withdrawing. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.